بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى أباهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوا فانحدرت صخرة من الجبل فسدت عليهم الغار فقالوا إنه لا ينجيكم من هذه الصخرة إلا أن تدعوا الله بصالح أعمالكم قال رجل منهم اللهم كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران وكنت لا أغبك قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا فنأى بي طلب الشجر يوما فلم أرح عليهما حتى ناما فحلبت لهما غبوقهما فوجدتهما نائمين فكرهت أن أيقظهما وأن أغبق قبلهما أهلا أو مالا فلبثت والقدح على يدي أنتظر استيقاظهما حتى برق الفجر والصبية يتغاضون عند قدمي فاستيقظا فشربا غبوقهما اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك ففرج عنا ما نحن فيه من هذه الصخرة فانفجرت شيئا لا يستطيعون الخروج منه. The narrator of this hadith is Abdullah bin Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born 1 year before the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam at a very young age with his father. He was a young boy in Makkah Mukarramah. Migrated to Madinah Munawwara also with his father. He was too young to take part in the Battle of Badr. He attempted to take part in Uhud. He was 14 years of age at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give him permission. The first expedition which he took part in was that of trench, or the Khandaq. At that time he was 15 years of age, and thereafter he took part in every expedition with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was regarded as a jurist, and he was known for his abstinence, his zuhud. He was very, very knowledgeable, particularly about the manasik, that is the rites pertaining to Hajj, and meanings of the Quran and Ahadith. It is mentioned about him that in his lifetime he performed 60 Hajj, and he performed 1,000 Umrah. Find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tabi'u bayn al-Hajj wal-Umrah," that keep making Hajj and Umrah. One of the benefits, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fainnuma yanfi'an al-faqr wal-nifaq, kama tanfi'u an-nar khubth al-hadid wa-dhahab wal-fidda." Like how fire is used to cleanse steel, making Hajj and Umrah again and again will cleanse you from poverty. And it will cleanse you from nifaq, that is from hypocrisy. So this sahabi performed 1,000 umrah. And it is mentioned about him that he mounted 1,000 different conveyances whilst making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that despite the fact that he was a jurist for 60 years, he still managed to take part in so many expeditions in the path of Allah ta'ala. He passed away in 73rd year of Hijrah. 1,630 ahadith are narrated from him. This particular hadith, which we are about to discuss, obviously time limitations are such that we won't be able to complete it today, is a very, very famous hadith. It is referred to as Hadithul Ghar, that is the hadith of the cave. He narrates that I heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that amongst the nations of the past, there were three people that were traveling on one occasion. Nightfall reached them and they took refuge in a cave. They entered the cave, and whilst inside the cave, a rock from the mountain fell and covered the entrance of the cave. So they started discussing with one another, and they said that nothing is going to save us now from this rock. In other words, physically we cannot remove this rock for salvation. How are we going to come out? They said nothing can save us except that we turn in dua to Allah Ta'ala and present Allah Ta'ala one good deed that we did, particularly for Allah Ta'ala's sake. So this person, the first of them said that, "Oh Allah, I had two elderly parents, and it was my practice that I would not give milk in the evening to my family or to my slaves until I had fed my parents first. One day I went off in search for grazing pastures for my animals, as a result of which I only returned home in the late evening. I milked the animals And thereafter, when I came with the milk to present it to my parents, I found that they were sleeping. I disliked that I should awaken them. Or that, on the other hand, that I should give milk to my family and slaves, etc., before them. So I stood with the milk container in my hand at their bedside, waiting for them to wake up. And this continued the entire night until daybreak, whilst my children were howling and crying at my feet. They woke up at daybreak, they drank their milk, thereafter I fed my family. And then this last section is what the basis of which Imam Nawawi rahimullah has included this hadith in this chapter on ikhlas and sincerity. He begins his dua and he says, "O Allah, if I have done this seeking your pleasure, then remove from us this difficulty." In other words, remove this rock from the entrance of the cave. Miraculously, the rock moved a little, but it was still not possible for them to come out of the cave. This first part of the hadith, we see the dua of this person pertaining to his elderly parents. The rights of the parents are such, it's impossible in such a limited occasion and time to go into details. But the famous verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has ordained that you should not worship anyone besides Him. And with that, Allah Ta'ala commands that you should display kindness towards your parents. إِمَّا يَمْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. That if one or both of them reaches elderly age in front of you, then do not say uff to them, that is, do not speak harshly to them, do not scold them, and speak kindly to them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Look at the expression of Quran. Allah says, lower before them the wings of humility out of compassion and kindness. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And keep making this dua. Allah commands you to make dua for your elderly parents, that, O Allah, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon me, or as they brought me up from a young age. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the door to Jannat are your parents. I find on one occasion a great imam of hadith like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he knew several 100,000 ahadith by heart. On one occasion, such was the kindness, humility that he displayed for his elderly mother, that he was kissing her feet on one occasion. So his mother became embarrassed. She said, "My son, what are you doing?" He said, "How can you kiss my feet?" He said, "Oh my mother, I am not kissing my feet, I am kissing my Jannat." Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Innal Jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat." That if you want to find Jannat, you will find it underneath the feet of your mothers. Generally, we are living in an age or era where, particularly when the parents become old, Islam especially cautioned us at this time, they are a means of earning our Jannat, earning our Akhirat. Conversely, we find that the hearts of the parents are broken. Many, many times parents come. Just the other day, one elderly person came to meet me. He says that my wife said with regards to my son that tu to bahut ghaddar nikla, that you have hurt us, you have turned out to be a despicable person. So if you have to be very, very careful in this regard. When Jibreel, the famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this conversation took place, that when is Qiyamah? So Jibreel responded, "Mal mas'ulu anha a'lam bisail," that the one who's asking doesn't know more than the one that is being, the one is questioning, the one that is being questioned does not know more. In other words, Allah knows when is Qiyamah. Then he said, "Akhbirni an amaratiha," what are the signs? The first sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave with regards to Qiyamah, what did he say? "Antalid al amatu rabbataha." That when even the daughters of my ummah will begin to treat their mothers like slaves, then know and understand that Israfil has taken the sur in his mouth and is about to blow the trumpet. So we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Allah give us tawfiq.